Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week. This is our super short episode to break down what is going on this week in business, in life, in marketing. And then we still have our Ask Us Anything later in the week and then our big tips episode at the end of the week. So what's going on this week? Well, I thought this was pretty wild. On LinkedIn, Prince William and Princess Kate Middleton posted that they were looking to hire somebody. They wanted to add a new member for Team Wales. Yeah, not kidding. The household of the Royal Highness, the Prince and the Princess of Wales, was accepting applications for a correspondence specialist, and they posted it on LinkedIn. Come on, that's awesome. Now, I know you're like racing to apply because that sounds like a pretty cool job. Applications are over. But that's where you know, like, LinkedIn is a thing, right? When you have Prince William and Princess Kate using LinkedIn to find somebody to help them out. Awesome. Love it. What else is going on? Well, what's coming up on July 17th is a big day. At least I think it's a big day. Do you know what July 17th is? It is World Emoji Day. I know some of you think emojis are stupid, and they are stupid, but they work in your marketing, especially your email marketing. In your social media marketing as well. Did you know, okay, if you use an emoji on July 17th specifically, email open rates go up if you start your subject line with an emoji on July 17th. On the consumer side, open rates go up by 32%. And business email open rates, if you start your subject line with emoji, go up by 28% on World Emoji Day, but you have to acknowledge it in your subject line. You have to say today is World Emoji Day, right? And we have something special for you. And we're celebrating World Emoji Day. Come on, don't be so boring. Jump into the mix. And if you want the bonus, here's the bonus stat that works incredibly well if you are really brave, which I think you are. And that is bookend emojis. Have you ever tested bookend emojis? That's when you start and end your subject line with the same emoji. It works incredibly well. You can't do it all the time because sometimes it's a bit much. But on World Emoji Day, if you do bookend emojis, okay, it gives you an additional 5 to 10% lift on that email. So check that out for July 17th. So what else is going on? Well, I saw that Hallmark Channel, this is so not important, they announced that they're working on their holiday movie marathon. I love the Hallmark Channel. Nothing bad happens on the Hallmark Channel, so I love watching those movies. But this year, they're announcing that they're doing a special movie with the Kansas City Chiefs called The Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. Now, I thought this was going to be involving Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift because what else is a Chiefs love story if not that? But no, they're not involved, so don't get confused. But I will be watching that, and that has nothing to do with anything that's important. You know what I saw that's kind of sad? Is that Redbox. You know, that's that DVD thing that you see in your supermarket or whatever, Redbox, where you can get physical DVDs and whatnot. They just filed for bankruptcy. That's not cool. I don't know how they stayed in business. Every time I walk by one of those Redbox machines, I'm like, how is this thing still in business? I mean, people want physical DVDs anymore? Do you know what their net losses were? In 2023, their net losses were $636 million. Like, after you lose like $100 million, don't you be like, hey, wait a minute, I think we need to have a meeting because we're losing a lot of money. How do you let it get to $600 million? I mean, that's hard to do. What else is going on this week? Well, an enormous week for reality TV. Don't at me, I don't care. The Bachelorette is back. Yes, I'm watching. What's wrong with you? You should not even be listening to this. You should be watching right now. Here's some facts about The Bachelorette that maybe you don't know. Now, The Bachelorette, you know, that's the dating reality show where 30 guys try to get the attention of this one woman. It's been on forever. I've never missed a season. The Bachelorette herself makes money. Did you know that? She makes about $100,000 for doing it. But the guys who are trying to get her attention, they don't get any money. And the other interesting thing, you know, the ring. So at the end, they get engaged. And the cool part is they get a very nice ring. But they don't have to pay for the ring. The couple that gets married and engaged doesn't have to pay for the ring. But if they break up within 2 years, they have to give the ring back. Yes, that is true. See, what other podcast on the planet is giving you this type of quality information? This is really valuable, important stuff. All right, listen. We still have our Ask Us Anything a little late in the week. Check that out in our Big Tips episode at the end of the week. And do me a favor. You know what? Give this thing a review. Say, hey, that guy Jay, he's pretty annoying, but hey, I'll toss him a review. Why not? I would genuinely appreciate it. It helps to circulate the show, and you'd be doing me a solid. So thank you very much, and go watch The Bachelorette. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.